Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, God's Will to Heal. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
When he saw Jesus, he fell to the ground on his face in the dust, begging to be healed. He said, "Sir, if you only will, you can clear me of every trace of my disease." Wonder how many people in hospitals, how many people at home are saying, "God, I know you can. Oh, God, I know you got the power. Oh, God, I know you can do anything. Oh, God, I know you could heal me." Then what will they say? If it's your will. Why do they say that? Based on what scripture? Did the Lord tell them to pray this? Some will say, yes, yes. Now, Jesus in the garden prayed, "Not my will, but thy will be done." They're not having a healing meeting in the garden. Nobody's asking to be healed. It's got nothing to do with being healed. People just take scraps and pieces of the scripture they don't understand and mix it all up, and they go, "Well, hey, scriptures is scriptures, ain't they? Parts is parts." No. You're supposed to rightly divide the word. It helps to read what scriptures came before it and what came after it, right? And it helps to read the whole Bible because it all agrees. No, you're not to take half a verse you don't understand and build some wild doctrine off of it. No. Jesus said, what did he say? He said, "I know you can. I know you can. If you will." What did Jesus say? Here in the living, he said, "Of course I will be healed." That's good enough for me. How about you? Of course I will, Jesus said, be healed. Of course I will. So we began a couple of sessions ago on this series we're calling God's Will to Heal. And we're taking step by step and we're going through the scriptures to establish it beyond any shadow of doubt that it is God's will for all to be healed now. Now, if you don't believe that, don't take my word for it. But don't be stuck on your opinion either. Follow us through the scriptures. Let's go further into it. Are you ready? God's will to heal. Number one, we said, we're sure it's God's will for all to be healed because God's word is medicine. Well, that's a good one. Proverbs 4 talks about, he said, "My son, attend to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Don't let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. For they are life to those that find them, and they are health," or the margin says, "medicine to all their flesh." God's word will heal you. Yes. Yes. Psalmist said he sent his word and healed them. Yes. When you say healing's not for everybody, what did you just get through saying? You just got through saying God's word's not for everybody. Because God's word will heal you. That's a Bible fact. You take enough of God's word long enough, it will heal you. Amen. From anything. I firmly believe that. Number two, we said we are convinced, fully persuaded. It's God's will for all to be healed today because of a strong spirit. Strong spirit. What do you mean by that? Well, Proverbs, what was it, 18:14? Is that what we gave you? I believe that's, yeah, Proverbs 18:14. Said the strong spirit of a man will sustain him in bodily pain and trouble. What will get you through pain and problems and attack? A strong spirit. That was Proverbs 18:14 in the Amplified. You don't have to turn these. I'm reviewing. Well, when you say it's not God's will for all to be healed, what did you just get through saying? It's not God's will for all to be strong. Because if you're strong enough in your spirit, the Bible says that will get you through any kind of attack. Is it God's will for you to be weak or strong?
Strong.
If it's God's will for you to be sick and broken and not able to overcome it, then you just got through saying it's God's will for you to be weak and defeated. That's not true. I said it's not true. You've been made more than a conqueror. You're an overcomer. Remember, we went through those scriptures. We said we're strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Remember, we saw them verse after verse after verse. Let the weak say,
I'm strong.
Well, how many understand? You get so strong in your spirit, that's where the life of your flesh comes from. The stronger you get inside, life will come into you and build up your immune system and build up your whole body and cause you to overcome whatever it is that's attacking you and bothering you. So let's go on. Number three. We are sure it's God's will for all to be healed today because of the original creation. This is number three. The original creation. Turn to Genesis, please. Genesis chapter 1. Now, some of you have heard some of these things before. What does that mean? Not too much. You want to listen to them like you have not heard them. Some of you have eaten steak and potatoes before. But you're not going in the strength of steak and potato that you ate in 1969. I mean, if some people ate their physical food like they hear the word of God, they'd have starved to death a long time ago. Be like taking their tray to the cafeteria, putting it on there and going, oh, salad, I had that in 72. Oh, beans, I had that in 65. No. Well, if you're not going to eat the same thing you've eaten before, you're going to starve. And Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. So how many know you're supposed to hear the same thing? Again, why? Because it feeds your spirit. And as you grow, you get more out of it than you did the last time. How many have found this? As you grow and develop, you see things you didn't see in that verse before. Oh, wow. So hear these things like you haven't heard them before, because in truth, there are things here we've not seen and heard before. But then if you have heard it before, you still need to be fed on it. It needs to feed your spirit. And it feeds you even more than you realize it is. Does things on a level that's above and beyond your conscience. Genesis 1, are you there? Genesis 1 is the beginning of what we know about. And the Bible says in Genesis 1, verse 3, God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light that it was
good.
Skip down to verse 10. God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called he seas. And God saw that it was
good.
Verse 18. He gave these lights to rule in the day and the night, to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was
good.
Verse 21. God created great whales and every living creature that moved, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, every winged fowl after his kind. And God saw that it was
good.
Are you seeing a recurring theme here? Huh? God made something and what? It was good. He made something else and
it was good.
Then he made some more things and they were good. Then he made some more and it was good. Verse 25. God made the beast of the earth after his kind, and cattle after their kind, and everything that creeps upon the earth after his kind. And God saw that it was what?
Good.
It was good. Good. And God made man, verse 26. And he blessed them and said, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth, subdue it, have dominion over it. Verse 29, God said, I've given them seed. And to the beast, verse 30. And verse 31, and God saw everything that he had made, and behold, everything he had made was, the original adds a word, very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. If you look up this word translated very, it's the word for mighty. So I guess we're accurate down south when we say that's mighty good. That was mighty good. We're correct with the original Hebrew. Mighty meaning powerful good. Powerful good. Which is another way of saying very. Very is correct, but I like mighty, don't you? I mean, that's really, might even be more accurate. Mighty good. God saw everything that he made, and it was mighty good. Somebody say mighty good. How about God? God is mighty. He's powerful good. He is mighty good. He is plenty very good. Language begins to fail. But everything he made, so it was good. When did he make the bad stuff? Huh? When did he make it? When did God create cancer? First day?
No.
Third day?
No.
When did God create AIDS?
Never.
On what part of, what day? What part of the creation? When did that come into being during his creation? First, second, third, fourth, fifth, 6 days. On what day did he create arthritis? He didn't. I said he didn't.
Amen.
Sickness, disease is not a part of God's original creation.
Amen.
It is not.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled The Original Creation, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R2002C. That's R2002C, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.